everybody, and welcome to Grim Scenarios. I'm your host, Milk, and Emma's not here, but I've got a special guest with me today. Say hi to Mullybach, everybody. Well, you can't do that. Say hi to everybody, Mullybach.
Hello, everybody. I'm sure Emma is thrilled to have me in her place.
Oh, I'm sure she's very excited for you to be here. So we are going to have a real good time. And we're gonna run a couple of scenarios. Why don't you tell us about the script we're gonna be playing and checking out today, Mullybach?
All right, the script that we are doing today is called Bird Violence. It is by myself and Navian, and we originally created it during Harpy release time. It centers around a few themes. Bird violence is the most important theme, so you know the Harpy. Very bird-like creatures with big claws doing violence upon the town by getting them to accuse each other. The original bird violence is, of course, the Raven Keeper. So we have that bird on here, and we have various ways that nighttime violence may be inflicted upon them, and they may receive bad info, or maybe they receive good info. And a sub-theme that runs throughout this script is both teams having the potential to wage a great battle over the alignment of the goon. So it's really around those three concepts.
I love it. I think it's a really fun script. I think it's got a lot of really cool interactions, and I'm a huge fan. We've run it on the Grim Scenarios stream before, and yeah. So what's kind of the core interaction from your perspective, especially with regard to the goon? Because I immediately noticed goon on the script, and I immediately noticed how many things can really pick goon. There's a lot.
Yep, so we have three of our four minions are goon pickers, which is a pretty big number. It's similar to the BMR number, except more of them are even each night. And the Harpy even gets two shots if they want to go goon fishing. They have a great chance to flip a goon, and the demons can always turn them too. That might result in no night kill, of course. But then on the good team side, we have some recurring pickers like the monk and the chambermaid, the preacher, the butler. So if any of those roles finds a goon, they can choose to, choose that goon at the maybe at the cost of their ability doing anything else. I would say that a role like a seamstress probably doesn't want to flip that goon. They probably want to stay as far away from a goon as they can, but they don't always get that choice. They don't always know. So a little potential for misinformation in there too. The last time we ran this in person, we had a person who preached the goon night two, and the demon killed the goon on the same night. And so they had a little hidden confirmation from that player the whole game that they got into the final three with, and then revealed that they were confirmed good because the goon died on night two. So really, like, interactions where you don't even think about it at the time, but like the play patterns could surprise you.
I love it. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I especially like, as you were mentioning, with the Harpy being able to kind of pick twice, and Chambermaid's also on here, and Chambermaid can also pick twice. Mm-hmm, so that's mm-hmm. that's a nice balancing effect. And then I'm a big fan of, because it's a base BMR interaction, I'm a big fan of outsiders that can pick the goon, because the lunatic can pick the goon on BMR, but here we have a butler that can pick the goon, which I think is also quite a lot of fun. So the butler can go goon fishing, gives them another thing.
When we were looking for that last outsider slot, butler stood out for the ability to join in the goon battle, the same as like a lunatic could on BMR.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that interaction specifically on BMR, and I like that it's, a different version of it here. So I'm excited about this script, Molly. Why don't we go out to the Grim and see what we've got in store for you?
Sounds good.
All right, Mullybach. I'm here to tell you that your token spins around, and you discover that you are the Raven Keeper.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, the good old Raven Keeper. Now, what are your kind of thoughts on the Raven Keeper? I know people have different perspectives on Demon Bane characters. We've talked about Demon Bane characters quite a lot on the podcast. What are your thoughts on Raven Keeper specifically, and how it compares to some of the other Demon Banes?
So Raven Keeper is interesting in that if they can get killed late, it's better for them. But on the flip side, the later you live, the longer people have to figure out you're the Raven Keeper. So there's a fight there to either keep that information away from the evil team, or maybe just let them know it. And if you do, you might want to let them know it as soon as possible, so you can get killed. Of course, if you do that, you open yourselves up to a like a coordinated poison kill or something like that. So the odds that you get misinformation might be higher if people know what you are. I think as far as these sort of like the Demon Bane roles go, I like Ravenkeeper more than some others. I have a recurring argument with some other people about how easy it is to get killed, because I find it can be pretty difficult sometimes.
Yeah, I would agree. And of course, our good friend Ryback is not a huge fan of the bird. You know, it's always interesting how people feel about different characters. So, well, let me give you some other information. And by some other information, I mean you are woken on night one and told that you have been selected by the Harpy.
Oh boy.
To be mad that your neighbor, Seat 4, is evil. So we'll just go ahead and give you a little harpy token here to remind us that you are mad that Seat 4 is evil. Now, the harpy's another featured character on the script, especially when you kind of encounter it on a Demon Bane character or a character that doesn't want to die. What are some approaches you can use? Are you of the, like, make up some information and make the person look evil camp? Are you of the just push on them or nom them and vote on them and stuff like that camp? Like, where do you kind of fall in the realm of how to handle Harpy Madness?
Yeah, so technically, there's a thing you could try to do with a Ravenkeeper, which is to out at night that you actually think that that person is super good. They're reading, like, really good to you, and try to get the storyteller to nighttime kill both of you. It probably wouldn't work. So, probably wouldn't go down that route. I think on day one in particular, I think it's on this script, I would probably try to imply or outright state, depending on the context, that I do have some information that might lead Seat 4 to be suspect, like possibly, like potentially ambiguous information, and just see how the town reacts to it. So I would probably at least hint at an evil ping there for me.
Sounds good. All right, well, let's wake you up. The storyteller says, okay, everybody, good morning, town. I've died. Good luck finding the demon. Who do you want to talk to, Molly? You've got a few people around here, and this script in particular, there are some, like, positional interactions as well.
There are. So with that in mind, I would like to talk to Seat 6 first.
All right, you go and talk to Seat 6. Hello, Mullabok. I'm Seat 6. What do you got going on?
Hello, Seat 6. I would just like you to know that until proven otherwise, I trust you implicitly, because I have some information pointing at some evil players in the other direction from you. So you're probably
Ooh.
Good for me.
Okay, cool. So you're like the Shigenja with an anti-clockwise, something like that.
Could be. Maybe I'm a seamstress with a no in that direction. But I do have some information that leads me to think that, you know, Seat 4 potentially could be evil. Maybe some others up there, but we'll see how the day develops.
Okay, well, you know what? I think I'm just going to trust you. I'm the empath, and I've got a zero on my neighbors, so I think you're probably good, and Seat 7's probably good. So I don't think there's anything to worry about down in this corner. I think you're probably right. I think up in the upper right corner there might be some baddies. So we can push up there.
Let's kill that direction and see what happens.
All right, it sounds good to me. Let's go with it.
All right, so thank you very much.
Put a little empath token here, just for the audience at home. And who else do you think you want to talk to, Molly?
We can go all the way across the grid. Let's talk to, like, Seat 11. Looks good.
All right, let's talk to Seat 11. Hey, Mullabok, what's going on?
Hello, Seat 11. How are you today? I would be happy to exchange some hard claims if you would.
Yeah, I can actually hard claim. I'm pretty okay with it. I think my role is okay on this script, but it's not, like, super powerful. I'm the Oracle.
Ooh. That is very useful information. Let me tell you a little story that I have going on here. So I'm Shugenja, and I'm pointing towards anti-clockwise, towards seat 4.
Ooh, okay. Seat 4. Interesting.
I have further heard some information that some people at the bottom of the grim are looking good. So I feel like this information's lining up.
Okay.
In theory, it could all be a Vortox game and everything's wrong and some other people are evil completely. But I don't want to think about that right now. I want to push on the most obvious worlds of, you know, seat 4, seat 3 contains some evil players. If you're the Oracle and we can go after those players, then, you know, we can get a real confirmation chain going.
Yeah, I'm totally into that. I think it's a great idea. Let's get into seat 3 or seat 4, seat 2, somebody over in that direction. I mean, anybody that we kill over there, you know, he's going to help us out, so.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
All right, thanks. Good chat.
Good chat.
All right, and let's go ahead and have seat 2 ping you for
all
a
right.
chat.
Happy to talk to seat 2.
Hey, Mullabok, I'm the juggler, and I'm looking for people to juggle today. Would you be interested in being juggled by me, the juggler?
Yeah, that would be great, actually. So I can tell you that I am the Shugenja, and I am pointing in your direction, but, you know, I'm not that close to you, so we should kill, like, seat 4 or seat 3 today, maybe, and then if you juggle me as a Shugenja and you get an uptick on that, then you can trust more that my information's good, and we can go from there and really help narrow down who the evil team is.
All right, yeah, I'm all for it. Let me just put Juggler on here just for this character. Yeah, I'm all for that. I think that's a great idea. I'll juggle you as the Shugenja. I've got a couple of other claims out there I think I can juggle pretty readily, so we'll see how it goes.
Great.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, that's three chats. Let's get back to the old town square. And there's a whole bunch of juggles. I'm just going to narrow it down to two for you, just because you know, a lot of these don't sound very believable. But the two juggles that do sound at least reasonably believable to you are seat 2, who juggles seat 3 as the soldier, juggles you as the Shugenja, juggles seat 6 as the Oracle, juggles seat 8 as the butler, and juggles seat 10 as the steward. So that's seat 3 as the soldier, you as the Shugenja, seat 6 as the Oracle, seat 8 as the butler, and seat 10 as the steward. And then, seat 9, juggles. So I'll just go ahead and put a little, I'm just going to go ahead and put a little juggler correct token on that person to indicate that they've juggled here today. And seat 9 juggles, seat 12 as the imp, seat 1 as the imp, seat 2 as the imp, seat 3 as the imp, and seat 4 as the imp. And they seem reasonably certain that there is a demon in that direction.
Sounds good.
So, those are the two juggles. Everybody else juggles, you know, themselves as the juggler and some other stuff, but nothing that really sounds great. So with that, Molly, do you want to make a nomination of anyone?
Yeah, I'll make a nomination.
Okay, great. Who would you like to nominate?
I think I'll nominate seat 4.
All right, you nominate seat 4, and what do you have to say about seat 4?
So I've heard some various sources of information today, and I think the easiest conclusion I can reach from them is that seat 4 is fairly likely to be on the evil team here. I believe that if we were to execute them, then we could learn more the next day from other abilities. There are some players that I just think are good. Seat 4 lies outside of that, so I'd be interested in looking this way today.
Seat 4 says, I'm not really a good kill. I think I'm not sure what the information is that's pointing at me. I think probably somewhere in like the seat 1, 2, or 3 area might be a better kill than me. I'm not a great kill for town. I think we should go ahead and let me live. Mulya, you're the first one to vote. I assume you're going to vote on this.
Oh, I'm voting on this.
All right, you raise your hand, and in solidarity, seat 6 raises their hand. Seat 7 raises their hand in solidarity. Seat 9 raises their hand. Seat 11 raises their hand. And seat 2 raises their hand, and that puts 6 on the player in seat 4. Player in seat 4 says, I'm really, really not a good kill. I'm going to nominate seat 2. I don't know what seat 2 is claiming. It sounds like maybe there's some information around about me, which I don't think is true. I'd just like to nominate someone else and get off the block as quickly as possible. Seat 2 says, I'm also not a great kill for today. If you want to do this, it's fine, but we will, you know, kind of lose out on some useful information. And so with that, votes are going to go around. I assume you're not going to vote on this. Seat 4, seat 3 does vote on this. Seat 4 does vote on this. Are you going to vote on it?
Oh, no, I'm not voting on an evil nomination like this. No,
yeah, absolutely not. So you're not nominating. 6-7 6-7 not voting. Seat 8 doesn't vote. Seat 9 votes. Seat 10 doesn't vote. And it doesn't get any more votes. And in fact, no other nomination seems to gather enough votes. Seat 4 is executed and dies. And everybody goes to sleep.
The Harpy claims another victim.
Alright, and in the night, you're not woken up to use your ability, or for harpy purposes. And so you make it through the night and wake up the following morning to discover that the player in seat 7 has died. Tragic death.
Tragic death.
You've got a couple more conversations today. Who would you like to talk to? How do you want to go about this today? What are you thinking?
Well, that empath number's looking better. Let's talk to seat 7 and see if we can get some information from people who are probably good.
Alrighty, sounds good. Hey, what's up, Mullabok? How are you doing? I heard you're probably on the good 7. Team.
I have heard that you are probably on the good team, which is no surprise given that you died immediately. I'm just going to let you know, I was harpy mad about seat 4 yesterday, so I made up some info to get them killed. I don't know if they were the worst kill or not. They, you know, they weren't in an empath 0 and all these other things, but I will let you know that I am actually the Raven Keeper.
Okay, the Raven Keeper. Sounds good. I'm the Shugenja, and I have a clockwise. So
interesting.
I'm interested in looking into seat 8, 9, or 10. I don't mind having died in the night. Didn't really feel like, you know, pushing too hard on my info yesterday. Seat 8 has claimed to be an outsider to me. So from that, you know, from that perspective, I'm not sure really what's going on.
Well, we should have some fresh information about seat 8 today. So maybe we'll learn if we should look into there or further clockwise from that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Be kind of interesting just to kind of see where we're at. So, okay, good chat.
Yeah, thank you.
Where to next, Molly?
Let's talk to seat 1.
Seat 1. All right. You go over and chat. C1 says, "Hey, Mullabok, I got some info. I think it might work a little bit. I think it might align a little bit with your information. I heard that you're a Shugenja, maybe pointing this direction toward me."
Yeah, I did have to tell some people that yesterday because I was Harpy Man and I didn't want there to be two kills during the day. That probably would have been bad for town. I can let you know that I am actually the monk, so I don't have information of my own, but I have heard of a Shugenja elsewhere. So what's your information?
So I'm fine to just say I'm the seamstress, and I have got a yes between seat 2 and seat 9.
Interesting. That is very interesting information.
Yeah, I got a yes between them on the first night. Now, I don't know, you know, could be Vortox, there's a poisoner, you know, but that seems pretty good. That seems like pretty good info, so
Yeah, I have a claim that supports it not being Vortox. That person could be lying or the drunk or something like that, but I am not looking at Vortox until we have a good reason to, personally.
Okay, sounds good to me. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of happy if, you know, if I need to be killed off for Vortox reasons, I'm kind of happy to you know, bite the bullet here. I'm spent. There's not like really a lot of, you know, night, there's, you know, there's Oracle, but there's not a ton of night confirmation here, so I prefer to kill an evil, but if we got to kill somebody, I'm okay to go.
Sounds good. Makes sense.
All right. And we'll give you one more chat today. Who do you want to catch up with today?
Well, let's apologize to C4.
Ah, okay. C4 is obviously a little bit frustrated. Oh, hey, Mollybach. What's going on?
Hey, C4. I'm sorry about yesterday. I was harpy mad that you were evil. I had to make up something to push on you, or we were both just going to die.
Got it. Which I don't think
would help town. I don't actually know anything about you, so I would love to make amends, as it were.
Yeah, as a lucky snipe for the evil team, I'm the preacher. So, unfortunately, yeah, kind of lost out on a good role. I can tell you, I mean, the only thing I can really tell you is that seat 12 is not the harpy.
Yep, that makes sense, because the harpy was certainly active yesterday. Okay, well, I'm not harpy mad today. Somebody else might be harpy mad. We'll see. As way of apology, I'll just let you know, I've told this to seat 7 too, that I am actually the Raven Keeper. I'm just claiming some other stuff to other people and seeing what happens.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've heard of an outsider in the bottom left-hand corner of the Grim. That's pretty much kind of all I've got. Yeah, a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, like, soldier, Raven Keeper, you know, Oracle, mathematician kind of claims going around. You know, the general stuff that people claim, so.
Yeah, a lot of info should have come online today, so we'll see how it all shakes out.
All right, thanks a bunch.
Later.
All right, so you come back to the town square, and the first thing that happens is, well, first of all, do you want to nominate anybody today, or do you not sure where you want to go yet?
I'd rather see where other people want to go today.
Okay, great. Seat 2 says, hey, I'm the actual juggler, I'm the real juggler. I got a 3 last night. I'm not sure exactly which people I juggled correctly. That's where I landed. So hopefully we can kind of figure that out. I did talk to 2 people today who confirmed that I juggled them correctly. So I'm not sure about the rest.
I'll pipe up and say I'm happy to let you know that I lied because I felt like I had to make up information to push on seat 4 because of the harpy ability. The harpy ability is not on me today, so we should probably watch out for that elsewhere, but I would not be one of your 3.
Okay. Seat 6 also says, yeah, I did not juggle me correctly. I gave you a false roll. So I guess seat 3, you should message with seat 3 to figure that out. So seat 2 says, okay, thanks, I appreciate that. Great. Seat 6 says, I have something that's kind of weird going on. I have some conflicting information. I'm gonna nominate Mollybach. So seat 6 nominates you and says, yeah, I have information that seems to suggest that Mollybach is evil. I don't know. My information didn't show that yesterday, so could be some sort of Vortox or something, or poisoning. I'm not really sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure Mollybach's evil just based on my information. Do you have a defense?
Ask people to remember what I just said about my day yesterday. I think we probably don't always want to vote on that first nomination. I think that evil might have a few ways of guiding where those nominations go.
Town seems to catch your drift, and while seat six votes and seat 8 votes, nobody else votes on this, so you are safe for today.
Hooray.
Seat 11 is going to nominate Seat 12. Seat 11 is going to say, I'm not 100% sure what's going on with Seat 6, but I've heard that Seat 12 is in a double claim with another player, and I'd kind of like to see what they have to say for themselves. I'm not going to say who that other player is, but I do think it's an interesting double claim. And Seat 12 says, I didn't claim my real role. I was lying about it just for, you know, reasons. It's early in the game. We probably shouldn't kill me just because of, you know, just because I claimed a role that's not mine. So with that, Seat 1 is going to vote on it. Seat 2 is not going to vote on it. Seat 3 is going to vote on it. Would you like to vote on it?
I'll vote on it, sure. If we believe some of these other confirmations, then it wouldn't be looking too good for Seat 12, so let's see where it goes.
All right. Seat 6 is not going to vote on it, probably because you voted on it. Seat 7 doesn't vote. Seat 8 doesn't vote. Seat 9 will vote on it. Seat 10 doesn't vote, and Seat 11 does vote, so it gets on the block with 5 votes. Would you like to vote? Or would you like to make a nomination?
I don't think I have enough to go on to nominate somebody else.
Okay. Seat 12 nominates Seat 11. Seat 12 says, I really don't want to die. This is super bad for town. I'd like to try to get off the block, so if we could lift me, that would be great. Seat 11 says,
Plague Doctor on Seat 12.
Seat 11 says, I'm fine to lift to someone else. You were just in a double claim. I'm not a good kill to replace you. Seat 1 does not vote. Seat 2 does not vote. Seat 3 does not vote. Do you want to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, you vote. Seat 6 does not vote. Seat 8 does not vote. Seat 9 does not vote. Seat 10 does not vote. Seat 11 gives you a high five and votes on themselves. That's 2 votes, which is not enough. Town seems to be struggling for votes, Seat 1 says, I'm happy to be nominated if we just don't have a great kill for today. We can feed the Vortox by killing me. I'm a spent seamstress. Seat 10 says, I would prefer not to kill a confirmed good player. I'm going to nominate Seat 2. Seat 10 nominates Seat 2. Seat 10 says, Seat 2 did claim to be the juggler to me and did seem to get my role correct, but that could just be made up. You know, they just made up a number, and it doesn't necessarily have to work. Like, they could have just made up a 3 and said, oh, you know, I just got some of these right, and just kind of hedged their bets. Plus, there's a Vortox on script, so I think Seat 2 could be evil. Seat 2 says, I'm just a spent juggler, totally fine to kill me. Seat 3 is not going to vote. Would you like to vote?
Yeah, I'll panic for the Plague Doctor. I'll vote.
Okay. Seat 6 is not voting. Seat 8 is voting. I'll just say Seat 10 has their hand up and Seat 8 is voting, because I think that's gotcha. Important to mention. Seat 9 votes. Seat 10 votes. Seat 11 does not vote. Let's see, that's 1, 2, 3... 4. Seat 12 votes, which does make it a tie, so Seat 1 votes. So Seat 2 is put on the block, with 6, no one else is going to get more, so Seat 2 is executed and dies. And then we go to the night phase, and this night, you also do not wake up until it's your tempo in the night phase. And then you are woken up by the storyteller, who says, Mullabok, please select a player. So, Mully, we've given you some information about the Grimm. We're going to give you one more day of kind of conversations after this. Who would you like to pick with your Raven Keeper ability?
I think it is useful to see what's happening in Seat 11, who claimed an ongoing info role and doesn't seem to be in pings elsewhere.
All right, you pick seat 11 with your Ravenkeeper ability, and the storyteller says, Mullabok, I'm going to tell you that seat 11 is the imp.
Yeah.
You wake up the following morning. I give you two conversations. Who do you want to talk to?
I'll talk to seat 12.
All right, you go talk to seat 12. Hey, what's up, Mullabok? I see that you died in the night. Do you have any plague doctor?
How you doing?
Yeah, I am the plague doctor. That's fair. That's fair. I guess I kind of flagged it pretty hard yesterday.
I'm glad the demon didn't kill you.
Sort of surprised I didn't die in the night. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if they were just leaving me for later or like didn't want the confirmation or what.
You could maybe be framed as a suspicious lift, but you sound like the plague doctor to me. So I'm gonna give you some spicy information.
Okay, what's that?
That I am the Ravenkeeper who chose seat 11 and saw the imp token.
Ooh, that is spicy. That's a very strong piece of information. Let's kill him.
Yeah, let's kill him and see if it's like a Vortox game or not.
Sounds good to me. All right, thanks, Melly.
Thank you.
All right, and one more chat, Mullabok.
Let's talk to seat 10.
Seat 10 it is. Hey, what's up, Mullabok?
Hello, Seat 10. I am the Ravenkeeper, and I have some information. What information might you have?
I'm the steward, and I have seen Seat 8 as good.
Ah, is that why you were voting with Seat 8 yesterday?
Yes, sort of. Seat 8 claimed butler to me, so I've just basically been putting my hand up, trying to get my hand up early. I kind of messed up on the first day getting my hand up for Seat 8. Early on some votes, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, makes sense. I'll just let you know that if I could request your and Seat 8 votes on Seat 11, I saw them as the imp last night, so I'll be very curious to know if their execution would end the game.
Oh, yeah, sure, that sounds really interesting. Let's see how it goes.
Let's see.
All right, Molly. Seat 10 is going to nominate Seat 11... once everybody gets back to town, and they're going to say, I think Mullabok wanted to say something about this. What do you have to say?
I am, in fact, your Ravenkeeper. Last night I picked seat 11, and I saw Imp. I think it would be a great kill to see if this ends the game or if something else is going on.
Seat 11 says, I'm not the Imp. I'm an information role. I'm ongoing info. I don't know what's going on with that ping. There's a poisoner, there's Vortox, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Could just be completely wrong information. So the town's going to vote on this, and we're not going to worry too much about the vote at this point, Molly, but tell me what you think is going on this Grim. Tell me who you think is good, who you think is evil, and where you think the demon is at this point in the game.
Yeah, at this point, I am not completely sure who the whole evil team would be. I would like to believe, Seat 6, that it's not a Vortox game, which makes me in turn a little suspicious of Seat 2, because they got 3 good pings on everybody who quote-unquote told the truth to them, who didn't immediately back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
9, I think 9 would be a minion in an imp world, maybe, and then I think... 2 and 9 could both be evil there. If it's Vortox, then I would start... Like if this execution doesn't end the game, I would start looking at Seat 6 and maybe, like... Oh, then the Shugenja information would be reversed, too. So I... it's probably not Vortox, but I'd start looking at Seat 3 and so that maybe if this doesn't end the game.
So here's my question for you. How many votes does it have to get to you with for you to use a dead vote here? On seat 11.
I would like to see if seat 10 and 8 have their hands up right away. If between... like I'm hoping that seat 12 votes because of our nice little chat. If both 1 and 3 don't vote, I think I would throw one up.
So if 12, 10, and 8 are up, would you throw one up?
If 12... if it's exactly those 3 that are up, yeah. And we need 4 to get it on the block, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah,
yep.
I'd put a 4th on it.
All right. We're going to say that you're going to dead vote on this, and that's good, because that means Seat 11 quickly panics and nominates Seat 6, and the vote ends up tied between Seat 11, Seat 2 using their dead vote, Seat 3, and Seat 9, because you have correctly identified the evil team of Seat 11, the Imp. Seat 2, the Baron. Seat 9, the Harpy. And seat 3, the Harpy-turned-evil Goon. But I think Good can probably win from that position. And, of course, you did suss out all of the little puzzles on this Grim. Yep. Seat 1 is the Seamstress, who got a yes on the Baron and the Harpy. Just hit two evil players on the first night.
And we would have enough alive votes to kill one of the alive people who tied it. So there are not too many places for Nip to go after that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of places to hide. So that's pretty well done. The Baron in seat 2 was claiming Juggler, just gave a wrong number, just guessed a middle number, 2 or 3. Might have gotten lucky. Sometimes people give out information. Seat 3, the Goon, got turned by the Harpy, was claiming Soldier. Seat 4, the Preacher, was actually the Drunk, because it's a Baron game. So killing off the Preacher on the first night didn't even do anything, really, to the Good team. Worked out well for you. You, the Raven Keeper, who picked the... Cold picked the Imp! As a player who just didn't have much info pointing at them, and I think it's pretty fair guess. The Empath in seat 6 trusted you, and the Shugenja in seat 7 who had a clockwise. The Butler in seat 8 voting with the steward who saw them, so made them a nice little pair. Storytellers can do that because it does make those players look potentially evil in certain worlds. Harpy in seat 9 picked you and the Preacher, then picked the Empath and you, and then picked the Goon and the Plague Doctor. Because of the double claim. Seat 10, the steward saw the butler. Seat 11, the imp, was just kind of killing who they thought might be powerful roles. Missed a little bit, but is what it is. Didn't swing into the plague doctor because wasn't sure. Could have been a soldier. Didn't want to lose a kill that early. And then seat 12, the plague doctor, who you identified. Yeah, you pretty much correctly identified the Grim. Bluffs were Oracle, Noble, and Juggler. Seat 9 was claiming Noble, but you never talked to them. So they had some pings. Didn't really matter. Yeah, it was well done. Nice job.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're going to switch it up and roll it back, and you get to run one for me.
Excellent.
All right, welcome back, everybody, from the little break. Now, Mollybox is going to run a scenario for me, and it's going to be super fun. So take it away, Molly. What do you got?
All right, Milk. So, for you, in seat 8, during night 1, your token spins, you catch a glimpse of red, and it turns into a giant red tornado, because you are the Vortox.
The Vortox! I love the Vortox.
Who doesn't love a good Vortox?
I'm a big fan. I like being evil in Vortox games, whether I'm the Vortox or whether I'm on the evil team, because there's quite a lot you can do. It's quite a lot of fun. You can make up information that makes it look like a Vortox game. You can draw suspicion by making up information that's not a Vortox game. If you think Good might find out it's a Vortox game, there's just a lot. There's a lot you can do. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The storyteller visits you on the first night, and they tell you that your minions are in seat 10 and seat 5.
Seat 10. Just put a poisoner in seat 10, and we'll put a poisoner in seat 5, and we'll figure out which is which later.
And your bluffs for this game are the Oracle, the Soldier, and the Noble.
Oracle, Soldier, and Noble. Interesting. Those are three really interesting bluffs, especially with a Vortox. Vortox can get away with a powerful role bluff that they normally couldn't, something like Dreamer or Chambermaid or something like that, if they're willing to make it seem like a Vortox game. If they're willing to sort of confirm that it's Vortox, they can get away with claiming powerful information roles and just having bad information that doesn't work. It's tricky because you don't want to accidentally get good information, but yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a really interesting balancing act with Vortox, because in the early game, I think a lot of the information is likely to paint good players as evil and vice versa, to put evil players to be looking good. So that's going to be good for you early. If the town does coalesce around the fact that it's a Vortox game, that might end up a problem for you at the end of the game instead. So I'm always interested to see how evil teams want to manage the fact that they know all the information is false. If they want to go along with that and just paint those, you know, just agree like, yeah, this is looking like a Vortox game, my information looks a little suspect, or if they want to try to create confirmations of their own and argue that it's not a Vortox game. I mean, we saw in the Grim Scenario stream this very week that a pair of evil players did a Dreamer confirmation between themselves, and both of them lived until the final three, I think, because of it.
Yep.
So it can be really powerful both ways.
Yeah, it's extremely powerful information. I'm inclined here, and you know, it would depend on kind of how the first day conversations go. I'm inclined to take the noble bluff for this, but probably claim monk for the first day or so, and maybe just very lightly spread around some noble information. What I would probably do is hedge my bets a little bit and see if I could put one of my minions in the noble ping. But I have to have a conversation with them and say, hey, you can't out evil. You have to fight until the end that you're good. Like you can't out evil, because they need to know, like, if it turns into like a Vortox situation, like they need to look like a good player in the end.
I mean, I guess you could always argue that there are two or three evils in there instead if things start looking bad for them. But, I think perhaps reining in some minion impulses for the good of the team is sometimes in order. It really depends on the game.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you could just put three goods in your pings and just go, oh yeah, it's just three goods, but that might get you in trouble in the mid game. So you can kind of hedge your bets by putting, and you know, if you know one of the people playing minion is more inclined to outing evil than the other one, you know, maybe don't put that one in the pig, you know.
Yeah, indeed. I also think that, you know, as long as you can get past the first day or two, I often find that, like, noble, chef, roles like that, people really want to solve with that information.
Yeah.
And so they don't start necessarily asking the question, oh, what if that player's just evil?
Yeah.
Quite possibly for a long time.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no cannibal on here, there's no Undertaker on here, so there's no real danger that somebody's going to go, like, oh, we can just kill the noble off, you know. And it makes sense for a noble to claim a powerful role in the first couple of days and see if they can get themselves killed anyway. So, I mean, there's a lot of justification behind sort of surviving for a little while. And then once you get to the mid game, you always have the argument, oh, I'm not good to kill because there's probably evils around. We haven't killed any of my noble pings yet. You know, there's kind of a lot you can do. I'm avoiding Oracle. I'm avoiding Oracle because Oracle has to commit to a Vortox world or not right away, basically.
Yep, that's true. I think that Oracle, it is a powerful bluff to give to the evil team to build worlds. It is also, like you say, it can be dangerous if people world build away from your numbers. They could turn on you. But it, like, so possibly a better minion bluff in this situation, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it makes a good minion bluff. Soldiers, it depends on the group, you know, it depends on the it's touch and go on, you know, what happens. If you get an evil ping on a soldier, soldier's probably getting killed, right? Regardless of whether they think it's Vortox or not. So I think Noble's the safest bluff here, so that's what I'm going to take, and I'll just hand Soldier and Oracle to the other two, and they can decide what they want. But why don't we go out to the Grim and see what we can get going?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Molly, hit me with what we're doing.
All right, well, the day opens and you are pinged by seat six immediately. Would you care to accept?
Absolutely. Hey, what's going on, seat six?
Hello, Melk. How are you this fine day?
I'm good. What do you got going on?
I just wanted to let you know that I am the juggler, and I thought that maybe if we get a little confirmation going between us, then maybe Tim won't be so worried about letting you get away with it again. So if you would care to hard claim to me, I'll juggle your role. You can tell me what you want and tell me if it's true later. You know, completely up to you.
You know what? I was going to claim to be the monk to everyone today. But I'm going to trust you, seat six, because it's every once in a while you just got to trust a juggler. I'm the noble. I've got three pings. I'm not going to give them to you today. I'd like to hear what you get tomorrow. see what your confirmations look like. But I'm willing to share them tomorrow, you know, if everything seems kind of above board.
All right. Sounds good. And, you know, if you do hear of a monk, not a bad knight two protection for me. Then after that, they can go on their merry way.
Yeah, if I hear of a monk, I'll definitely point them your way.
All right. Thank you, Mel.
No problem. See ya.
All right. You have your choice of conversations now.
I do need to talk to one of my minions, so let's grab seat 10 and see what they are.
Sure.
I know they're not a fearmonger. There was no fearmonger ping, so Poisoner, Heartbeat, Baron, got options. Hey, what's up, seat 10? What do you got?
Hello, Melk. Glad to be evil with you today.
Oh, yeah.
I am the Harpy.
Harpy, awesome.
I chose seat 1 to be mad that seat 2 is evil. I think, choosing neighbors can lead to people to, you know, make up information to get those people killed. So maybe we can get a good player executed off that today.
Yep. Empath stuff can also get in the way. Shigenja stuff can get in the way. I think it's a great choice.
Yep.
I'm the Vortox. I'm taking a noble bluff, and I'm probably going to put one of you in seat 5 into the noble bluff. But I need whichever of you it is to fight like hell that you're not a minion to the end of the game, because it probably is going to get outed that it's a Vortox.
Yep, that's fair. I will say that, if I end up dying, the Harpy Madness might go away unless the evil team wants to, bluff that they're Harpy Mad.
Yeah.
The next day, but I am happy to be the one doing that, if that is what makes sense.
No, I think you're probably your the better one to be outed, then I'll see what seat 5's got.
Okay, hopefully, and what bluff do you think I should take?
So you've got Oracle or Soldier, or you can freelance if you want. That's up to you.
Okay, I'll just go with Oracle. I think that'll probably keep me alive a few days. People want those Oracle numbers.
Yeah, and you know, you can give a 1 or you can give a 0, whatever you want to do, you know, to make it, you know, feel Vortox-y if you want to try to stay good, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. Whatever you give is fine. Make your own choices.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Cool, see ya. Yeah, so I'm not going to dictate too much to the minions, you know, about how they should act, other than just kind of like to give some general direction. That's just my demon strategy, more or less.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, they can probably get a feel in their own conversations what might be a good position for them to be in. I mean, they also care more about protecting you than protecting themselves.
Yep.
So they might be happy to sacrifice at some point.
Yeah, and I'm just going to trust that seat 10 is going to pass on my directive, what I'm trying to do to seat 5, so I don't have to. Right, so seat 10 can pass on the bluffs to seat 5. Like, I think this is one of those things that gets missed a lot in games. If you go to your demon right away, like if all the minions go to the demon right away, that's great for coordination, right? But it means you're going to the demon with nothing. Like, even if you just get one or two claims before you go talk to the demon, like, most of the time you can back out of a day one claim. You know, most of the time people are lying on day one, and most people just will kind of believe you that you were lying on day one. You know, as long as you can make it to day two, you know, it doesn't really matter. So, you know, it's an underrated strategy to pass information through one minion. So if you talk to one minion, just have that minion pass on their information, you know, the information to the other minion. You know, they can pass on the bluffs. They can pass on, like, what you are, what you're planning to do, what you're bluffing, what you're thinking about. You know, you don't have to talk to both your minions on the first day. You don't have to talk to either of them, really. But in this case, I needed to talk to one because I needed to pass on, you know, just the kind of the plan and that it's a Vortox game. The minions do need to know it's a Vortox game. There's actually on this particular script, like Leech and Vortox both really need to talk to a minion on day one. So that's kind of interesting too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to talk to seat 1, knowing that they're Harpy Mad.
Sounds good.
So my minion told me that the seat 1's Harpy Mad, so talking to them gives me a reason to push to vote on their Harpy Madness, right? Like when they go to push on seat 2, I've now got a reason to actually follow along with the madness. Hey, seat 1, what's up?
Hello, Melk. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Doing good. You know what, Melk? I'm just happy to tell you the truth. There's no fang you here. I am your humble neighborhood butler. I chose seat 11, so hopefully they will vote so I can vote today.
Okay, great. It's the butler. That's a pretty straightforward claim. No problem. Hopefully we can, you know, you're welcome to pick me if you want. If you just let me know, I'll put my hand up for you for whatever.
Great. Do you have anything you want to share with me today?
I'm claiming monk today, but I've got maybe like a potential confirmation thing happening. So I'll probably be more willing to share stuff like tomorrow or the next day.
That sounds good. You know, I will let you know, too, that I had a conversation with Seat 2 today. They shared some information with me. I really just don't believe them. That information sounds wrong based on some other conversations that I've had. I don't think they'd also be the worst kill in the world, even if they are telling me the truth, which I just got a bad social read off. And I think, you know, if you and Eleven and me, we can get some votes on Seat 2 today, I think that might be a good shot for day one.
Sure, I'll raise my hand. What do you mind saying what type of information it was, or like if it's like a ping or something? Was it a ping on you? Because if they have a ping on you...
I'll just let you know. They said they're a Shigenja pointing in my direction. I know I'm not evil. I have reason to think some other people in this direction aren't evil. I just think that that claim just stinks to high heaven.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't... Yeah, I mean, I kind of trust you. I think that's not right, so...
Great.
All right, cool. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep.
So...
We are back in Town Square. Nominations open up, and you know what? Seat 1 just goes for it. They nominate Seat 2. They say that, you know, I don't believe the role and information Seat 2 gave to me today. I really think it's wrong based on other conversations I've had. I think that this would be a great day one kill for the town. Seat 2 says, I told you the truth. I wasn't necessarily going to push on you off of my info. I think it's really interesting that you're coming out guns blazing for me. It makes me pretty suspicious of what you've got going on, and maybe my information's good, and you are actually just evil here. I'm not going to say I'm the worst day one kill on a Vortox script. If people want to vote for me, that is completely fine, and we can figure out more of this game the next day.
I'll vote.
All right, so the votes go around. Seat 3 does vote. Seat 4 does not vote. Your minion in Seat 5 votes. The juggler votes that you talked to in Seat 6. Seat 7 does not vote. Do you want to vote?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you vote. Seat 9 votes. Seat 11 votes. Seat 1 votes, and... that seat number 2 is there on the block. And after that happens, seat 6 pipes up and says, I would like to juggle, please. I would like to juggle Milk as the Noble. I would like to juggle seat 7 as the Seamstress. I would like to juggle seat 5 as the Chambermaid. I would like to juggle seat 3 as the Monk. And I would like to juggle seat 12 as the Preacher. At that point, seat 4 pipes up and says, I would also like to juggle today. I would like to juggle seat 9 as the Soldier, seat 10 as the Oracle, seat 2 as the Shugenja, and seat 5 as the Imp. Those are the people who are primarily interested in juggling today. Some other people juggle themselves as the Vortox, but yeah, we don't worry too much about that.
Me too.
Of course you do. Okay. Just for fun. There doesn't seem to be any other great desire for further nominations. Do you want to nominate anybody?
No, I'm not going to nominate.
Okay. With that, you see that seat 2 is, in fact, executed and dies.
Okay.
And we go to your first nighttime kill as the Vortox. So, what are you currently thinking about the game stage?
So, I've got 2 jugglers worth of information. I don't know if any of that juggler information is true, and it doesn't really matter. Seat 6 came right to me claiming to be the juggler, seemed to want to get a juggler number, so could genuinely be the juggler. I don't really mind them getting information that makes it look like a Vortox game, but of course hiding information is an important, you know, is an important part of being evil. Hiding juggler information that's hard to parse often, or challenging to parse, because it means you have to talk to a whole bunch of people, and it just takes time. Isn't as difficult as hiding other information. I don't think a player in seat 12 or seat 3 is necessarily claiming their true role to seat 4. I think seat 4 just made some stuff up. So I'm going to kill seat 7, who I think genuinely could be the seamstress juggled by seat 6.
All right. Well, in that case, you wake up the next day and find out that seat 7 has in fact died.
Okay.
And who would you like to talk to today?
Let's talk to, I should come back around to seat 6, but I'll wait for them to ping me. So let's talk to seat 11. I haven't talked to them yet.
You talk to seat 11. Hello, Milk. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, seat 11? Having a good game?
I'm having a spicy game, I'll tell you that much.
I heard you were butler picked yesterday by our friendly neighborhood butler, and I just thought I'd kind of check in with you about that conversation.
Look, they seem sincere to me. They are definitely, you know, only raised their hand after I did. I have no reason to believe that that's false. So, I didn't really believe C2's information either. But let me just tell you about how my game's going here, Milk. I'm the empath.
Ooh.
And, you know, I got a 0 on night 1. So I thought, you know, great. I'm good. My neighbors are good. Maybe seat 1's good. Maybe seat 2's evil because they're pointing at us. Last night, I got a 1. So something's going wrong here.
You got a 1?
I sure did get a 1. And I am greatly concerned that either I was poisoned on the first night, maybe because I'm next to the demon and the poisoner didn't know I was the empath and they just moved on.
Okay.
Maybe something else is going on. Maybe I'm the leech host. I don't really know. I don't want to, you know, necessarily.
Yeah, we could try that. We can figure that out later. Yet. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to just assume that that's true and just get myself killed immediately because I know I'm good. But something is a little rotten in the state of our upper left hand corner here.
Interesting. Interesting. Could also be a goon that flipped, right? Because there's a goon on the script.
You know what? That's true. One of my neighbors could be the goon who turned evil. There are lots of ways that that could happen.
Yeah, that's kind of a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, so maybe it wouldn't have been the demon that picked the goon, but maybe one of the minions, you know, 3 of those minions could flip a goon.
Yep.
But, I don't know. All I know is that the storytellers told me that one of my neighbors is evil right now, and, you know, it's concerning information, because they were supposedly good yesterday.
Yeah, well, good chat. Thanks for that. Oh, I'm the... You know what? I think you sound pretty trustworthy, actually. I was going to hide this for a little while. I'm the noble. I was going to hide it. So I was just going to hide it and just kind of do, you know, see if some of my pings got killed.
Yeah, do you have a read on any of the people you saw? Do any of them seem a little more suspect than the others? Or what are you thinking about?
The funny thing is, I haven't actually gotten to talk to any of the people in my pings. I just keep missing them all, which is sort of funny. Most of the other people I've talked to seem, like, pretty honest. Like, seem pretty straightforward. Like, I haven't got a bad read on anybody else that I've talked to. So it's a little bit interesting that I've gotten good reads on the people I've talked to that aren't in my pings. It's just curious. And if there's like some poisoning going around or something like that, you know, don't know. It's interesting. I'm going to try to talk to one of them today though. Hopefully I can actually get a chat in with one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. I hope between all of our information, we can come together and, you know, solve who's evil out there.
Yep. All right. Good chat there. Seat 11.
All right, thank you.
All right, so I do need to actually talk to one of my pings, and I'm gonna talk to seat 9, who's between me and seat 10, gonna be one of my pings at this point. They can be a good or an evil. Like I haven't committed to my pings yet, so they can be a good or an evil in this ping. It's fine.
Yep.
Hey, seat 9, what's going on?
Hey, Milk, how's it going out there?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm trying to figure some stuff out. You know, I was going to just claim to be the monk and try to draw a kill. I'm the noble, and I'm just going to be honest with you. You're in my ping, and I'm just trying to kind of figure out, you know, I'm just trying to get a read on people.
Okay, Milk. I'm going to tell you the truth. I haven't told anybody else the truth yet this game, but since you have information on me, I want you to know that I am not a good kill. I am the plague doctor.
Oh, okay. Great. That is...
I've been claiming soldier to a lot of people so that the demon doesn't think that targeting you would be a good idea.
That's why you got juggled as the soldier then. Like, okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you know what? That's exactly the kind of thing that this ruthless storyteller would put in a noble ping. So, like, regardless of what's going on with my pings, I think I can trust you. I think you're probably good.
Yeah, you know, the storyteller definitely wants me dead. They want to put a minion token on themselves, and they want to do some sort of nefarious deed to the town. Yeah. So it'd be great if we didn't let
Well, them. We haven't heard fear-mongering yet, so, you know.
Yeah.
That would be make the game pretty tricky.
If a minion suddenly got a fear-monger in the late game after, you know, they might know who to push on, could be scary.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. So, all right, thanks, Seat9. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I don't know how many conversations I've had today, but that's plenty, I think, probably for now.
Yeah, I think you got it.
Yeah.
So, back in town square, you know, Seat1 pipes up and says, hey, just so everybody knows, I was harpy mad about Seat2 yesterday. Still not sure I believe Seat2's info, but, you know, they could be, the drunk or something and not evil. So I don't think they were the worst kill, but I'm sorry that I pushed on them as hard as they did. They might actually be good. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to change the token on seat 5, my other minion, who I still haven't talked to Baron. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is I've now found a plague doctor and a butler, and seat 11 is either the drunk or is neighboring a goon. I'm not sure which of those two things is true, but they can't get a one in a Vortox game on my minion and a good player. So they had a zero, it ticked up to a one. That means it's either seat 12 is the goon or seat 11 is the drunk. Either way, I know it's a Baron now. So I didn't even have to talk to that minion to figure it out.
Yep. Makes sense. With that, nominations are open. Seat 11 is going to go ahead and nominate seat 10. They're going to say, you know, I'm just going to out this at this point because my information is getting messed with in some way. So maybe the evil team found me, maybe something else is going on. I'm the empath who had a zero and then a one. I know with seat 1 outing Harpy Madness, and people might think that I'm Harpy Mad today. I am genuinely not. I am just trying to solve my information. One of my neighbors could be evil. They could have just turned evil and been a goon, in which case I really don't think that's the worst kill to get a goon out, because, you know, if evil knows who the goon is, then they're just going to keep him evil, and that's an evil vote that could live well into the late game. So I'm interested in killing into my neighbors today. Seat 10 defends themselves and says, I'm not the goon. I'm a townsfolk. I have ongoing information. I'm not sure if it's a Vortox game or not yet. It really depends on what you hear from other people, but I do know that I am on the good team and I am a bad kill. With that, the votes go around. Seat 11 votes. Seat 1 goes ahead and votes with them. Seat 3 votes. Seat 4, 5, 6, they don't vote. Do you vote?
I probably need to vote here. Even though this is probably going to get seat 10 killed, there's, like, I need... Seat 11 and seat 1 are basically a team, and voting on this gets me social cred with two players, so I am going to raise my hand on this.
So you vote, seat 9 goes ahead and votes as well to get it on the block, and so 10 is on the block with 5 votes. After that, seat 6 nominates seat 12, and their accusation is, you know, I really think if one of the neighbors is evil, it could very well be the other half. I'm the juggler, and I got a 3 last night. I haven't talked to everybody, but I did hear that I was, in fact, monk protected on that night. So even if there's a Vortox going around, that number should be good. I trust a couple of the other people I talked to, including that monk. So, you know, and I didn't get a 5, and seat 12 was in there. So I think seat 12 could easily be the evil one here. Seat 12 takes a stand and says, yeah, look, I'm the preacher. It's possible that I stopped the Harpy Madness last night. I chose seat 3 on the first night and seat 6 on the second night, so seat 6 could know that I am the preacher who chose them and is pushing on me because of that. I'm not evil. If people want to kill me over seat 10, they can, but I'd rather just leave it where it is. And with that, the votes go around. The seat 1 doesn't vote. Seat 3, seat 4 don't vote. Seat 5 votes. Seat 6 votes. Do you want to vote on this?
I want to vote on it, but I'm not going to.
Okay, so that only gets about 3 votes.
Yeah, and there wasn't enough to get 6 to lift it. So yeah. That's almost certainly the goon up there. It's probably not the preacher, but yeah, it's okay.
Okay, do you want to nominate anybody today?
No, I would have nominated 12. I can't nominate anyone else at this point. It's not worth it. We're not going to save the Harpy, so it's not worth doing.
All right, so that is the day over then with the execution of seat 10. And we go to night 3.
This is a tricky kill. All right. This is a tricky kill to pick because I should probably try killing one of seat 11 or seat 1. My team almost certainly no longer has the ability to flip seat 12. Here's the situation. We probably can't keep seat 12 on the team. Seat 9 just outed to me. I'm probably going to have to frame them or kill them late. Seat 11 and seat 1 are on a team together, and I need to break up that team because they will vote as a block. Seat 6 is suspicious of seat 12 and will continue probably fighting and pushing on seat 12. I think my best kill might be seat 3, who might actually be the monk that was juggled. I'm not 100% sure if that's the case. It could be that seat 4 is the monk, and they were helping to juggle with seat 6. But I think seat 3 or seat 4 has to be the monk, so I'm gonna go ahead and try to kill seat 3.
All right, so you go for seat 3. Out of curiosity, what do you think of that juggler 3 number that was claimed by seat 6 yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, so it's wrong. Unfortunately, I didn't take notes and don't particularly remember their juggle. I should have paid closer attention to that. I do think that means I hit the seamstress in seat 7, most likely. I would have to catch up with them the next day. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's the preacher in seat 12, so I'm not that worried about the player in seat 12. And there's no minion to worry about being preached at this point anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
All right.
Seat 6 could be the... seat 6 could actually be the goon. Yeah, all right.
Okay. So, the day starts, and seat 3 is announced... has died in the night, and you know, they sigh out loud in town square and said, I was your monk. There's no more monk protection in this town. Hopefully I did a good thing protecting the juggler on night 2. Nice. But it looks like, you know, my work here is done.
That's not good for me.
So yeah.
This is why you should remember juggler juggles when you think you know where the juggle is.
Is there anyone you want to have a conversation with today?
I haven't talked to seat 4, so usually I would fill that out, or seat 7. So yeah, let's talk to seat 4.
Okay. You talk to seat number 4. They say, hey Melk, how's it going?
I'm okay, how are you?
Good, I'm doing good. You know, I'm just going to let you know that I'm the plague doctor. I've been telling that to a few people this game. I thought you might as well just get it out there, let people know that that's me. If you kill me, then we're going to be spreading some sickness and minion abilities around this town.
Cool. I have you in a noble ping. How do you feel about that? I mean, it makes sense for the plague doctor to be in a noble ping, right? Like, the storytellers would 100% do that.
Yeah, you know, that sounds about right. That sounds like something a stinky, mean old storyteller would do to me, is put me in a noble ping and make me look more suspicious. I am just on the good team here. But, you know, if people need to kill me to close worlds, I get it, but I am good.
You can't see it, Molly, but I've put Raven Keeper on this player, by the way.
Wow. How dare you?
Hard claiming Plague
how
Doctor.
How dare you put a Raven Keeper token on somebody who hard claimed Plague Doctor?
Oh, I mean, we are going to commit bird violence, like, 100% in the night, but... yeah, I mean, I think I've got a pretty good grip on the Grim. I probably should talk to that minion at this point in C5, but yeah, see what they have to say.
All right, so C5 says, hey, Velk, you might have figured out by now that I am your Baron.
Yes, I have figured that out, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, I talked to Seat 10 about things a little earlier in the game. I'm just going to let you know that I'm going off bluffs. I'm just claiming Chambermaid.
Great.
I said, you know, I'm just being a Chambermaid with twos.
Cool.
I'm putting out a two every single night. I got a two on seats 4 and 6 on night 1. I got a two on you and seat 10 on night 2.
Sure.
And I got a two on seat 12 and seat 11. Night 3. What are they going to do? Kill me for giving all twos? I'm the Baron.
Yeah, I was trying to decide if I was going to put you in my noble ping or not. I think I'm going to at this point. So my noble ping will be seat 9, seat 4, and you. And they can muddle through that as they will. I don't think they've really got the tools to figure out that it's a Vortox still, unless they kind of track back. They have the tools to figure out that I'm lying, but we'll just have to deal with that. That's a monk-protected juggler. We'll probably have to frame seat 6 at some point, so.
Yep, that makes sense. But, you know, Melk is a Chambermaid of twos every night. I can't help but think that it's a Vortox
game. Of course, you should push on it being a Vortox game. I'm going to push on it being a Vortox game, and seat 6 makes an excellent Vortox candidate giving out potentially true information.
Sounds good.
So. All right, cool, thanks. I think we've talked to everybody but seat 12. No, we haven't talked to seat 7 either, but that's okay. We don't need to figure that out.
Yeah.
We've been going for about a half an hour. What do you think, Molly?
Yeah, I think we're pretty good to wrap this one up. Do you want to tell me what your read of the whole Grim is and what your plan is going into the end game?
Yeah, so I mean, I basically believe the claims that I've got for seat 1 as the Butler and seat 9 as the Plague Doctor. The conversation with seat 9 felt like someone genuinely outing. Seat 4 is the Raven Keeper pretending to be the Plague Doctor. They also juggled, right? And juggling is a good way to get killed early in the game as well. I may kill seat 4 in the night. I really need to break up the pair of the Empath in seat 11 and the Butler in seat 1. I think the Empath is probably the... I think the Empath is probably... just an empath, and seat 12 is the goon who got flipped by the harpy. The monk might have flipped them back. We don't have any way to know. I probably have to kill the butler the next night. Yeah, I mean, I'm just in a situation where I just have to accept that the goon's probably getting flipped back. So I've got clockwise from the top, butler, Shugenja, monk, Raven Keeper, Baron, which we puzzled out on our own. Juggler, seamstress, maybe? I'm not sure about seat 7. Could have been the goon. No, I can't. Could be the goon. I'm the Vortox, Plague Doctor in 9, Harpy in 10, Empath 11, probably goon in 12.
Yep, I'm happy to let you know that you basically nailed the whole thing. Seat 1 is a butler, seat 2 is a Shugenja with bad information that, you know what, is pointing pretty far away from evils anyway, and is as far away from you as possible, so great Shugenja placement for you there.
Lucky, yeah.
Seat 3 was the monk. They protected seat 6. And then died. Seat 4, much to the surprise of everybody, is the Raven Keeper.
What a shot.
Seat 5 is the Baron having some fun with Chambermaid 2s. Seat 6 is the drunk, who thought they were the juggler. So when they got monk protected, the storyteller kind of changed up their plans and just gave them a number that seemed like it could be true through monk protection.
Yeah.
So gave a number that's false, but that made you look good because they thought they were monk protected. You know, the monk died the next night. Yep. It makes that look really good from seat 6's perspective that they got true information no matter what. So they got a 3 on you're the Vortox. Seat 7 was the seamstress who, you know, they tried to push their luck one night and they got murked for it.
Getting juggled.
And then Yeah, they also juggled the monk, the baron is the chambermaid, and then they juggled seat 12 is the preacher. Seat 9 is, in fact, the plague doctor, just hanging out, telling most people they're the soldier. Seat 10's a harpy. Seat 11 is the empath, who got a false 0, and then a false 1, because seat 12 is, in fact, the goon, who the harpy kind of, you know, walked into hitting next, but that's what's going to happen when there's a goon and a harpy in play. If the harpy mixes up their picks, then they might flip a goon pretty well. The only thing on the good team that can flip a goon at this point is the butler, so they would have to stop choosing seat 11, or the Ravenkeeper to pick them to go for the Ravenkeeper. They might, that would be a very interesting endgame scenario if the Ravenkeeper flipped the goon late.
Yeah, I think probably the play, because I was thinking about the same thing. I was thinking the butler probably sticks to seat 11 for most of the game. They've stuck that way the whole game. There's no reason for them to go try to figure out what's going on with seat 12. Seat 12 probably gets killed by town on this day, if not the next day. So seat 12 is probably locked in as evil. I'll just mark him as evil anyway, just for the end state of this grim. We're probably pushing on seat 6, seat 4 at the end of the game. Maybe seat 5 can be in that mix. You know, I think seat 12 probably eats an execution. Then we can kill one of the butler empath pair.
Yep.
Probably then. We try to get seat 9 or seat 5 or 6 to eat an execution. Doesn't really matter at that point. 9, 6, and 4 are all kind of, like, believably evil. We do need to deal with seat 11 at some point, so we'll kill seat 11 the next night, and I think we play it out.
And,
we don't know how
I think,
we don't know
I think I think town is pretty divided on the Vortox question. Seat 10 did give out an Oracle 1 on day 2, but a lot of people think that seat 2 might have been the harpy having some fun by making somebody mad that the harpy themselves was evil, because the harpy madness stopped. Nobody else claimed to be harpy mad the whole game.
Yeah. So I think that's interesting. The goon makes that harpy madness really, like, it was a good time to kill seat 10. You know, that has to go into the calculations too, of like, okay, when the harpy madness stops, like, you want to frame somebody who isn't the harpy, ideally. So.
Yep, and it turned out because of the goon interaction that it stopped a day earlier, so it wasn't necessary for evil to simulate it an extra day, because to town it just disappeared before the harpy died.
Well, why don't we hop into the potion shop and say bye, Molly?
Great.
All right, everybody. Well, I'd like to thank my special guest host, Molly Bach, for coming on and having some fun with me with Bird Violence. You should all check out this script. It's a great script. It's a ton of fun to play. You can see there's some really cool grim reads you can do off of it. There's a lot of fun social stuff involved in this script, but also some great mechanical stuff as well. Molly, let me give you a little stage. What do you want to say to the nice people?
So you can find me on the Botsy unofficial Discord, where I am a moderator and I hang out and discuss Clock Tower with people, mostly in the discussion channels. I play some games on the Connecticut server and sometimes on the TPI Sunday stream, which is, both always a good time. Mm-hmm. And in various places around the internet community discussing this game that we all know and love.
Yeah. And I really enjoy playing games with you as well, Molly, as well as talking about Clock Tower strategy and stuff. We have quite a lot of fun playing in text games together as well. So
we have had some very
we've had some baggers.
The text games get pretty ridiculous when the two of us and Emma and Ryback are all in the mix. Things get pretty silly pretty quickly.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's pretty good for us for today. Thank you so much again, Molly, and to everybody else. May your scenarios stay grim this week. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.